President Bush has been promoting the importance of developing renewable sources of energy and improving technology to help save energy. His budget request, sent to Congress in February, and his National Energy Plan, released in May, outlined different visions. First, the administration stressed fossil fuels and nuclear energy, but now it looks like renewables and conservation are being pushed, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
The budget for energy efficiency and renewables programs was slashed in President Bush's first proposal to Congress. The money pays for research and development into capturing energy from sources like the wind, the sun, and hydrogen, as well as things like building cleaner-burning cars. But the head of the renewables office, David Garman, didn't really mind. Soon after taking office in early June, he said it's most important to spend money wisely.
We have, in the non-hydro renewable energy, spent about $6 billion over the last 20 years. Yet, as a percentage of our electrical generation, wind and solar produce less than 0.1%. And you have to start asking the question, are we spending our money on the right areas?
Garman also knows the budget process is fluid and continuous. Indeed, the administration shifted money from conservation programs to boost the renewables budget shortly after its first submission to Congress. Last week, the House approved another $100 million for renewables. That more than doubles the president's recommendations for some renewable energy programs. Republican Representative Zach Womp pushed hard for the increases. He says the administration quickly realized it needed to pay more attention to renewables.
I think the budget that came over was a result of the old thinking relative to energy. And I think the budget that came over was the administration saying, let's go after new supplies of gas and oil, etc. And I think the administration, through the increased intensity in the energy crisis, realized that their own budget request needed to be increased.
Womp says the White House also changed because elected officials, from the president on down, are sensitive to public support for renewables. But that only goes so far. Last Thursday, the House voted against taking $50 million from the Energy Department's $5 billion nuclear weapons program to add to renewable energy. Democratic Representative David Obey says overall the House has increased money for renewables just slightly over the last budget.
All that does is return us to the status quo. So it says, hooray, hooray, because we're no longer going backwards. But it doesn't do an awful lot in order to move us forward on the problem.
The restored funding does take pressure off the renewables program to make deep cuts now. But administration officials are continuing with a top-to-bottom review to try to make the programs run better.
Our next speaker will be Richard Kaloje. How badly did I mangle your
You did it perfectly. You must be Polish.
In a hotel ballroom recently, Assistant Energy Secretary Garman heard testimony in the last of seven public hearings on the government's energy efficiency and renewables programs. At this Inside the Beltway session, a parade of interest groups stressed the importance of government funding for basic research and for helping bring technologies to market. Richard Kaloje spoke for the Natural Gas Vehicle Coalition.
We at the Natural Gas Vehicle Coalition believe that all alternative fuels offer substantial benefits. But not surprisingly, we think natural gas vehicles offer the most.
Many of those testifying had similar messages, that their industry or company or even individual researchers they knew had been able to improve renewable or conservation technology thanks to government money. Most wanted to continue that beneficial relationship. Dave Garman.
In public, most people defend their turf. The written comments, I'm starting to see them trickle in. They're not all necessarily of the same bent. So there is a useful and healthy, you know, variety of opinions that are coming in.
The office is also conducting an internal evaluation of its programs and is waiting for a National Academy of Sciences review of conservation and fossil fuel investments. That's due sometime this month. With renewable industries and public interest growing, it may be difficult to make significant changes to programs. Bud Annan managed the solar energy program when funding was cut in half under the Reagan administration. He says he kept the program alive by moving support from lab research to building up the solar industry.
Through this industry, developing the industry, and then industry reaching out to their congressional constituencies, we were able to keep some momentum going. Every budget that went over was increased by the Congress because they saw the value of these technologies.
and the votes for funding such technologies. Under Reagan, money for the solar program crept back to previous levels over a number of years. This administration's cuts are back after just a few months. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.